From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European stock prices are sliding today and Asian markets close lower after Greece's prime minister said his government will hold a referendum on the latest installment of bailout loans for the country. NPR's Philip Reeves reports that will allow Greek voters to make their feelings known about new austerity measures, which polls show to be very unpopular.
George Papandreou's announcement of a referendum has taken people by surprise, including officials at the European Commission, who say they still haven't officially been informed. The big worry is that this will scupper last week's agreement, sealed by Eurozone leaders in an attempt to stop their debt crisis spreading. A key part of that agreement was a new bailout loan for bankrupt Greece and a 50% write-down of its debts in return for more severe public spending cuts, deeply unpopular in Greece. Now there are allegations in Germany that Greece is trying to wriggle out of the deal. Analysts say there's a far greater chance that Greece will leave the euro. After last week's brief moment of euphoria, uncertainty and volatile markets have returned, along with more worries that the crisis will spread to Italy and others. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Utility crews have been working nonstop in the Northeast following the snowstorm that slammed parts of the region over the weekend, but there are still nearly 2 million homes and businesses without electricity. Some cities, such as Lexington, Massachusetts, postponed Halloween trick-or-treating. 11-year-old Julia Lanham says she can deal with the delay.
Honestly, I don't really mind as long as they get to go trick-or-treating. But, like, it's kind of weird not to go on Halloween.
Lanham says looking around her neighborhood, she understands the reason for the postponement.
There's lots of, like, telephone wires hanging down. And, yeah, it's pretty bad. So I think it's, like, a safety hazard.
The storm is being blamed for at least 21 deaths. Federal regulators are looking into the possible disappearance of hundreds of millions of dollars from customer accounts at brokerage firm MF Global. NPR's Jim Zaroli says the firm has filed for bankruptcy.
MF Global, which was headed by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine, collapsed after some bad bets on European government bonds. Attempts to find a buyer for the firm collapsed this weekend. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission said in a statement that the talks ended after deficiencies were found in some customer accounts. The New York Times reported that regulators are investigating the disappearance of several hundred million dollars, but it said the discrepancy may be tied to sloppy bookkeeping. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Thousands of federal prisoners convicted on charges involving crack cocaine can apply for reductions in their sentences starting today. The impact of the changes will be spread over several years, but nearly 2,000 prisoners are eligible for release today. The changes in a new law aimed at ending the practice of giving harsher sentences for crack cocaine compared to powder cocaine, a practice that critics say disproportionately affected black defendants. This is NPR News. Thousands of police have been deployed in the French city of Nice, where protesters are planning a march today under the slogan, "People First, Not Finance." The march near the site of this week's summit of the Group of 20 leading economies. Tennessee officials have agreed to stop using a new curfew to force Occupy Nashville protesters to leave an area near the state capitol building. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the announcement came at the start of a court hearing on the matter.
Judge Alita Trauger says the curfew put in place last week violates the First Amendment, restricting speech at a state-owned plaza she calls a quintessential public forum. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of Occupy Nashville. The ACLU's Tricia Herzfeld says demonstrators have been vindicated.
I think the state saw the error in their ways in trying to jam something through quickly to silence the speech of particular protesters.
The judge issued a temporary restraining order so state troopers will be barred from making any more arrests. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The federal government has filed a lawsuit challenging South Carolina's new immigration law. NPR's Kathy Lohr has details.
The federal government says South Carolina's immigration law directly conflicts with federal law. A spokesman for the Justice Department says the measure sets up a verification system that is unconstitutional and subjects legal immigrants to civil rights violations. The law requires police to check the status of people they suspect are in the country illegally if they're stopped for any offense. The Justice Department is also challenging laws in Arizona and Alabama. Some state officials say the federal government is doing too little to stop illegal immigration, forcing them to create their own laws.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.